According to the Trans Legislation Tracker, nearly 20 bills targeting the rights of transgender people were introduced in 2019. Fast forward to this year, and nearly 500 bills have been introduced or approved in state houses across America and in Congress in 2023 alone. But as Illinois Student Newsroom's Owen Henderson reports, Illinois has moved in the opposite direction.
All right, great. I'm going to go ahead and take your blood pressure now. I'm just going to put this on your arm real quick.
It's 2 o'clock in the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. Nurse MJ Hanlon is taking a patient's blood pressure. She says she's considered work opportunities in other states, but decided to stay at CUPHD for now.
I'd actually been offered a couple of contracts, travel nursing, but the agency that I was going to contract through wasn't based out of Illinois, so they weren't required to provide gender-affirming care for their insurance. So that was a big factor in, I guess I really can't do travel nursing. And that was before a lot of the wave of these bills have come through.
As a trans woman, Hanlon says she feels secure that she'll keep her access to care in Illinois. But that's not the case in neighboring Iowa, Indiana, and Kentucky. All three states have passed bans on gender-affirming health care for minors this year. Ed Yonka with the ACLU of Illinois says the reasoning behind the laws doesn't match their effect.
It is often couched under the rubric of protecting children, and by doing that, essentially legislators are taking away the rights of parents to decide what health care their child needs and what the child doesn't need.
He says it's an effort to deny fundamental health care and says it should be up to medical professionals to determine what care is suitable.
Having the government say you aren't who you think you are, that's not the role of government.
Several medical organizations like the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics support age-appropriate gender-affirming care. Alex Eaton is a trans student at Parkland College. He says restrictions like the ones in neighboring states would have stopped the hormone therapy he began at 17. Eaton says his parents and doctors approached his transition with lots of caution.
And I was like, this is something I want to do. And they were like, okay, let's talk to a doctor. They weren't going to help me rush into it, even if I wanted to. Not that I could have. I mean, there's procedures and stuff.
Dr. Diane Alexander, a psychiatrist in Champaign and trans woman, says she's very careful when examining minors who want to pursue gender-affirming medical care.
I think the process should be there, but I think it should be prohibitive to some extent for minors.
On April 13th, the Missouri Attorney General enacted emergency regulations that prevent medical providers from providing gender-affirming care to anyone unless they meet extremely stringent state requirements. Micah Ballard, with the Metro Trans Umbrella Group, says these restrictions have many members of the trans community in the St. Louis area thinking about relocating.
I've had several community members talk about either considering moving to Illinois or another state that is more affirming, or are actively making plans to move out of state and move to Illinois.
Dr. Alexander says she already sees patients that have come to Illinois for its more accepting environment. But she says even though Illinois has enshrined legal access to care, there still aren't enough providers and resources available.
Even just with the population that occurs within our state, we're still behind the curve from where ICEA would like us to be. And so then you add an influx, the system could be overwhelmed.
Earlier this year, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law guaranteeing that in-state providers can't lose their licenses for providing care that's legal in the state of Illinois, even if that care is illegal elsewhere. State Representative Kelly Cassidy, who sponsored that legislation, says she hopes the trans community will keep feeling safe to seek care here.
We are keeping it legal. We are maintaining access. We are going to protect everyone we can. Don't be disheartened by what's happening around us. Illinois is going to remain a haven.
Cassidy says the working group she leads plans to keep finding ways to make Illinois a more affirming space for the trans community. I'm Owen Henderson, Illinois Student Newsroom.